You are listening to episode 12 of the Drunk Sex Podcast.
Welcome to Drunk Sex. Whatever you're into, we've got you covered. So crack open your favorite beverage and join your host, Jen Wadkey, for the Drunk Sex Podcast.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining me. Happy to have you along for this ride. I don't know if you can hear the smirk in my voice that I keep giggling because I'm also recording this via video as a live and unedited raw drunk sex podcast. So you should check me out on YouTube if you want to see what this actually looks like before I have it edited and made pretty and make myself actually sound intelligent and articulate. All that said, this is a complete free flow podcast. I don't have a plan. Probably not the best choice in the world, but whatever. A couple of episodes ago, I recorded a threesome episode and have gotten some feedback that people want to know what actually happened in some of those threesomes. So I thought I would run through some of that with you, my personal experiences. Of course, my personal experiences are mine. Your mileage may vary. Your experiences may be different, and it's all okay. I'm just sharing in an attempt to illuminate some of the, you know, pros and cons and pitfalls that we can fall into when we decide to bring other people into our relationship or our sexuality or what have you. So for me, it had been a fantasy for a long time, which I don't think is really uncommon. I think women and men both, you know, are drawn to the idea of having somebody else come in. And I think it's for a variety of reasons. For me, I mean, my fantasy was always me and two dudes. And that is all about having the attention played completely and solely to me. They're both there for me. Yeah, there's something really erotic and a turn on about having more than one person in the room who's focused solely on you. So that's where that's come from for me. And so I was dating somebody years and years ago, and he was quite liberal and brought this up. And he was like, fuck yeah, we'll do that. We'll bring in a dude. And I was like, okay. And he didn't even bat an eye. Like there was no worry about him being naked in a room with another dude, nothing like that. He was like, yeah, let's just go for it. You know, want to do this for you. So we kind of went a little bit back and forth about how most realistically we would be able to get this happening. And he asked if I trusted him to kind of just pick somebody. And I said yes, because I absolutely did. And him and I had a few adventures where I basically trusted him to pick somebody for me, which was super fun. So he said, well, I have this really good friend who I think you would like and who I think would like you. Should I send him a text? I said, yep, let's do it. Let's go for it. So he sent this guy a text, and I wasn't privy to the text. I understood that it was very clearly inviting him for a threesome. And I think in this case, we did everything right as we could have. You know, this guy, I'm going to call him my boyfriend for lack of a better word because I don't want to say his name because he'd probably kill me. So the boyfriend, you know, and this friend had a conversation about this being a threesome. Did he want to come out and meet? And the guy said yes. So we met at a bar really close to my boyfriend's place, sat down and had a drink and, you know, just kind of shot the shit and, you know, sussed out how we all felt about each other. And I was down. I was totally down. And the boyfriend went to the washroom. So I had a bit of one-on-one time with this guy. And then I went to the washroom. So the boyfriend and the guy had a bit of a, you know, little one-on-one chat as well. And then did the boyfriend and I have some time just alone too? I can't remember. Or we texted or something. I don't know. But there was something had gone on between me and the boyfriend. We're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's see if he wants to come back. And so we asked him to come back to the apartment and he did. And then I don't know. Then he just sort of balked. Like him and I were making out a little bit and the boyfriend went into the other room to sort of give us a little bit of time to get used to each other because we were really strangers. And so then I said, yeah, if you're good with this, like, I'm good to go. And I really want this to happen. And he lost his mind and he called the boyfriend. He's like, do you know what she just said to me? He's like, she's good to go, blah, 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 blah. And so I don't I don't know where that miscommunication happened. As far as I knew, it was very clearly stated what our intent was. And yet when he got to the apartment and it was started to happen, he just freaked out, fucking booted it out of there, which was fine. I mean, you don't want people to do anything that they don't want to do. And he clearly wasn't comfortable. I don't know if there was a disconnect between what he thought was going to happen and the reality of it or what. Either way, he left and it's fine. Everybody gets to exit when they are uncomfortable and are in a sexual situation that they don't want to be in. So that was fine. The boyfriend and I had really amazing sex the rest of the night. And then we regrouped. We went, okay, so that didn't work. Like, what do we want to try next? Do we want to try the same thing again? You know, bring in somebody else, invite in another guy, or how do we go about this? So we decided that we would attend a swingers party. Worst case being, we'd be able to watch people and see stuff that was going on. And if there was nobody there that night that we wanted to hook up with, then, you know, no loss. And we would make connections that maybe would pan out at a later date. So not uncommon when we went to our first swingers party, we had a whole bunch of rules. Like, he, you know, I wasn't allowed to go into a room without him because he was worried about my safety. And we just constantly checked in. We had tons of like do's and don'ts. So that was all fine. And so there was a cute guy there that I was chatting with. And I don't remember exactly how it went down, who invited who into the room, but him and I were having the conversation. And so we were going to go into a room. And I said, I'm not allowed to go in without the boyfriend. Like, are you cool with that? Like, he probably wants to join. And he's like, yeah, totally fine. So the three of us went in and had some fun. We were taking a pause, the three of us. And I don't know if it was, maybe the boyfriend said, hey, like, you came here with a girl. I think I had a little chit chat with her. She seems cool. Like, what about inviting her in? And everybody checked in, like, Jen, are you okay with that? And are you okay with that? Are you okay? Blah, 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 blah. And do you think she would be interested? And the guy was like, yeah, she would totally be down. So he opens the door and calls her, and she like immediately comes flying in. And then we had a little foursome, and it was super fun, and it was super interesting. And it was a very loving, supportive atmosphere. And what I say was interesting about it is that was the first time I was having sex in the room while other people were. So, you know, I think we had swapped partners too, right? So both me and her happened to be on our back. And so what was really great was I could look at my current partner, or the my current partner, not my partner, the person I was fucking. But I could also like glance over and look at my boyfriend and make eye contact with him while he was doing things to this girl. And she was clearly having a really great time. I was having a great time. And it was just a lovely, all around, wonderful, positive experience. So I've mentioned in previous podcasts and articles and blogs, what have you, that I really recommend swingers parties because they're a really great non-judgmental way to sort of come into some of these sexual situations and maybe find people who are interested in the fantasies that you are. And the ones that I've been to are generally no pressure, super welcoming. So worth taking a Google and seeing if there is anything in your neighborhood in terms of swingers parties and events and try it out. You could really have a great time. So I was like, yeah, my first threesome, did it. And I mean, I was still definitely interested in them. And, you know, it was definitely something I would be up for doing again if it ever, you know, panned out or came my way. But it wasn't something I was actively seeking out that much anymore. But if you can tell, as somebody who's talking about her sex life on this podcast, I'm generally quite open and liberal. And the people who know me quite well know that and accept that and encourage it sometimes, not all the time, but a lot of the time. And so then I had this completely unexpected organic threesome. So what happened was I was over at a friend's house and her and I were just hanging out, girls' night, having some drinks. We cooked dinner, blah, 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 blah. And then her partner came home. He had been out on some boys trip outing or something. I don't remember. It's not relevant. So he came home and her and I are like, you know, we're not sloppy, but we're definitely tipsy, kind of, you know, having a little good frame of mind. She puts on some music. We started dancing. And then all of a sudden she's taking off my shirt and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good with this. So she took my shirt off. then she took my bra off. And then I think we, her and I started kissing, and her husband's like, partner husband, I don't think they're actually married, but he was like, head exploded. He's like, what's going on? What? And she's like, just shut up and go with it. Shut up and go with it. Why aren't you going with it? And he's like, no, I'm going with it. I'm going with it. It's all good. It's all good. So then the three of us went to the bedroom, and I think I took a bit of a pause. Like, I think her and I made out for a little bit, but like nothing. I identify as straight, although I've had some sexual experiences with women, but this is one of the first times. So I was kind of like, I really wasn't interested in doing too much with her. So it was kind of just limited to kind of really just kissing and making out a little bit while he watched. And then I told them that I wanted to watch them do certain things, one of which was her going down on him. So they did that while I watched, which was really fucking great. And then he basically had sex with both of us. I think she was first. I think after she went down on him, they had sex. And then I took a turn. Sounds so awful. But it wasn't. Again, it was a really lovely, organic, wonderful experience. And there's something different about being a guest star, for lack of a better word, than the previous one where, you know, it was somebody that me and my partner didn't know. So it was kind of a completely different situations. The first one was discussed, asked permission and all of that stuff, because there were people that we didn't know very well. And the second one, there wasn't really that consent conversation, but it was very clear that we were all into it and everybody was comfortable. And, you know, it wasn't weird. It sort of happened, and we joked about it a little bit after, and it wasn't weird and it wasn't uncomfortable. And yeah, that was super fun. So I think the takeaway here a little bit for me in terms of thinking about those two experiences and some of the ones I'm going to share later is the thing that I've learned is that you can't just magically expect your sexual fantasies to come true. You have to open your mouth and fucking talk about them, because people can't read your mind, and you're not going to get what you want if you don't tell people what you want. Either directly, if you have that kind of relationship and you can be really open, or I find for me too, there's a lot of indirect conversation, and sometimes people know that I'm interested in things from just kind of little hints and winks and smiles. And so if you can portray that openness and that willingness to explore and experiment, things often kind of spontaneous, what appears to be happening spontaneously, but it's not spontaneous because you've communicated to the people around you that you're open to certain things. That can sometimes go sideways, sometimes go awry. I mean, I recently was in an environment where I found myself in a hot tub where somebody thought it was appropriate to just fucking jack off. So it doesn't always work. Sometimes when it doesn't work, it can be really fucking annoying and frustrating. But having that open communication and portraying that I'm not going to be judgmental, I'm into a lot of things, more often than not for me has panned out to be positive than negative experiences. What was the next threesome after that? Oh, right. There was the threesome that got away. Fuck. The one that got away. Usually I have a bad habit of erring on the side of thinking that people want to fuck me. But this was one instance where I just was not cluing in. I was in Tokyo and it was Canada Day and we had been getting some drink on. And I decided to walk around to all the white people in the bar and wish them a happy Canada Day and just check in. Because if they were Canadian, I wanted to make sure that, you know, somebody had acknowledged that it was Canada Day. So I did this circuit and I came around to these two guys who I skipped on my initial round because they looked really into each other and I didn't want to interrupt. And it was actually the point where I thought perhaps they're gay. They look like they could be on a date. They were that engaged. And then I had another beer or two. And then on my next round, I fucking ignored my own good sense and went up and said hello and introduced myself. They were super cool. Two Australians, both really tall, really good looking, and immediately came and joined our party. So that was fun. Hung out for the rest of the night, shut down the bar. And I think there was like six or seven of us. We went to a couple other different bars and what have you before the group sort of started splintering off into people going home and what have you. And the sun was coming out and they didn't want to go home. They weren't done partying. They're like, Jen, let's just grab a beer and we'll street drink. I'm like, okay, that sounds fine. So we did. And we were drinking in like on the steps in front of a little business. you know, gunned a couple beers, and that was fine. And I'm still thinking, like, still nothing. I'm like, no clue, not marking any interest from them at all. And then they're like, oh, well, like, yeah, the sun's coming up. And I'm like, we need to go home. Like, fuck this, like, bright sunshine. It's 7 a.m. And they're like, yeah, let's go to your house. And I was like, okay, still not getting it. So we go to my house, grab some beer on the way. Just shooting the shit, listening to music in my place, still not getting it until one of them was like, hey, let's have a cuddle puddle. And I was like, okay. And so the three of us all flop into my single bed. And then I was like, this is going to happen. Is this going to happen? Cause both of them are hands all over me and kissing and whatever. So I was like, oh shit, I'm fucking down. Like, and I was like, I've been wasting time. How did I not clue in that this is where we were going? Fuck. Missed those signals. So made out with both of them individually a little bit. We had this cuddle puddle. And then one of them tapped out. He just kind of went, you know what, Jen? He's like, kind of actually not into this. Not my thing. And I said, that's totally fine. No pressure. No worries. Don't do anything you don't want to do. Like, I don't want to make you uncomfortable. And so then he left the apartment. And so me and his friend had a little session on our own. And then I'm like, oh, we should go find him, make sure he's okay, blah, 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 blah. Don't know how far he went. So I opened the apartment door and he's literally just sitting outside. I'm like, shit. So I don't know if he had to have been able to hear us. So I don't know if that was maybe his own little fetish or something going on, but that was the threesome that got away. Again, a really very organic experience where people just went with what was happening, went with the flow. It felt good. Everybody felt comfortable and happy until the one guy sort of tapped out and there was no judgment. Yeah, so could have been funner, but hey, you take what you can get. And I still love that experience because, again, it was just something that happened without me kind of really trying and pushing it. And both the guys are super sweet and super nice. And I enjoyed their company for, you know, the short amount of time I got to spend with them that one night. Oh yeah, there's another one. And again, this one comes back to, again, me being liberal and open and my friends knowing that. And so I was out with somebody who I had sort of a female friend who I had just kind of reconnected with. And, you know, we went out and we had some drinks and she shared certain things about her sex life, knowing that I do this podcast and what have you. So she wanted to ask me a few things. So the conversation naturally went to sex. We somehow got on the topics of threesomes and she said she liked them. I said I like them too. And she's like, I have a regular partner who could probably come over right now. And I said, fuck yeah, let's do that. So her and I went back to my place. Shortly after we arrived, the guy that she had texted arrived as well. And he was super lovely, super fun. And what was interesting was that he's not somebody who I would have looked at and went, oh, I'm interested, he's my type, because he wasn't. But sometimes the great thing about having these spontaneous experiences is I sometimes have contact with people and feel comfortable having contact with people that if it was just one-on-one that I might not have pursued, but because you're in this sexual situation and your inhibition sometimes, for me anyway, I find can get lowered and I'm a little bit more opening and welcoming to people that I might not have an attraction with in a different situation. And that's what happened. So, you know, he came over and I was like, yeah, like you seem really kind. And we actually had a really, him and I, it wasn't a true threesome in terms of contact, her and I, nothing, like not interested. So it was more of a kind of a tag team, but I got to watch him and then him and her, and then him and I were together. And there was a little bit of like watching and a little bit of three of us connecting, but mostly it was kind of a tag team. But yeah, that it was really fun and really hot. And him and I had a really great chemistry that, like I said, any other day, I probably wouldn't have looked twice at him, but was able to enjoy this really lovely, wonderful experience for an afternoon or an evening or whatever it was. I don't remember. Yeah. So that was super, super fun. And there's a second one that got away. Somebody who I really wanted to have a threesome with. We talked about it. I set it up. I brought in the people. I had it all good to go. And then I just had to pull back because there were just some things around our individual personalities and situations where I kind of went, I'm not cool with this. This ethically, I struggle. And I was like, you know what? I'm not 100% sure. Once all the information came out about all the people that I thought would be involved. And so I pulled back and I was the one this time who called it off and said, I can't do this. There's a couple things that I have concerns about. So this is a no-go. And again, everybody that was involved just smiled and went, okay, no problem, which is how it should go, which is how it should always go. Like if you're not sure or not interested, you need to communicate it. And if you're scared to communicate it, don't even get yourself into the situation because you are responsible for you and you can't expect people to read your minds, especially in a, you know, a new and kind of unusual sexual situation, which threesomes are for a lot of people. So if you can't communicate what you need to feel safe and happy, don't be there because it's not fair to expect your partners to psychically divine what's going on in your head. And conversely, when you're on the receiving end of somebody going all of a sudden, nope, I'm out, that can feel shitty too. And I've been on both sides. I've done it to people. I've had it done to me. But you just have to accept the changing situation and people's changing boundaries and just smile and nod and say, okay, you're out, you're out. No hard feelings. You know, make sure they get home safe if you're, if they're not at their own home. And send them on their way with like a hug and a well wishes and without any recriminations, because that's the shittiest thing is if somebody, you know, decides something they were up for, they aren't anymore and vice versa. And to be made feel shitty about having expressed a boundary is really not cool. So yeah, just be kind and respectful and understand that sometimes in the moment, sexual situations, people's thoughts and desires and needs and wants can change really quickly. And you need to be a good person and honor that, as shitty as it sometimes can feel, and just let people go. And then depending on the situation, regroup later, have a conversation with them later, check in later and make sure that everybody feels safe and happy and respected. And yeah, I mean, there's no reason for anybody to go home from any sexual situation feeling shitty. And if they do, you need to examine what your part in that was, because it should be about pleasure and about fun and connection and about feeling good. So yeah, those are my threesome experiences. I hope that there are more in my future because I find the energy and the connection around them to be really fun and great. And I have them often enough that I'm still interested, and they're rare enough that whenever I'm feel like a new one's going to happen, I get really excited and really anticipate. So I found a bit of the balance between often enough that it's like super fun and exciting, but rare enough that I still lose my mind when I know one's coming down. And yeah, I think that's a good fun balance to have. So yeah, threesomes. I want to hear your stories. That's part of why I do this podcast too, is that I really want to hear your thoughts and your experiences completely anonymously. I will never say your name in any public way unless you give me permission, but you totally don't have to. But I'm curious to hear about your threesomes. I went first. How about you? You can find me at jen@drunksexpodcast.com or of course, jen@jenwadke.com. I am on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as Jen Wadke, and I really want to hear your threesome stories. So please share those with me. Can't wait to hear about it. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you next time.
This has been the Drunk Sex Podcast with Jen Wadke. For more sex talk, head over to the Jen Wadke Facebook group or check out jenwadke.com. Till next time, happy boozing and sexing.